Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in studio this morning, I have Jay Bradley, Ted Howard, and Gene Stolberg, all here to talk about the upcoming Original Artist Grind. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Erin.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So the we all are very well loved and familiar with the grind, the monthly grind that happens, keeping these dark winter months fun and interactive. The Original Artist Grind is a little subset of that. What was the kind of the origin of this specific theme of Original Artist Grind?
Well, it started with an event called the Artigras. Yeah, Artigras, and that was about 11 years ago. And then it had a singer-songwriter component during week-long festivities. And so then it kind of morphed into an artist grind encompassing all the arts, visual arts, performance art, that sort of thing.
Awesome. So, more than just hearing singer-songwriters on stage, this is going to be, it's a multifaceted mm-hmm. sort of experience.
Yeah.
So for this coming Saturday, March 11th, when this is going to be happening, the Original Artist Grind, what kind of art are we going to be seeing or hearing or experiencing?
I'm representing the singer-songwriter portion.
Here's a performer over here.
And Belly Meat will be performing, playing a couple songs that we've written. One is an homage to Alice McChesney, who was a longtime Sitkin, who has a reputation as a wonderful woman who was active until her last breath.
Powering her own boat with her own arms,
two arms
and her accordion.
So there's that, but there's also going to be dancers, also going to be ensemble musicians, the Holland Tunnel Orchestra, and Orby and the Sun Gazers. Is that right?
Could be, yeah.
But Gene and Jay are the producers of this, so I'm not sure of the whole scope of performers.
We also have a writer. She's going to read some poetry.
Awesome. And then before we went on air, you're also saying we're going to be having dance performance as well. So
yes,
there's going to be...
there will be dancers. Lots of dancers on stage.
That's the beauty of having it at the Performing Arts Center is you have that whole space to use. So it really opens up the possibilities for art on stage. And beyond art on stage, there's the lobby that we have. So what kind of art are we going to be seeing out of the lobby?
We'll be seeing paintings and some ceramic art. And I haven't seen it all yet, so...
oh, it'll be a surprise.
It could be a surprise.
Excellent.
What comes in the door, yeah.
So there'll be live music out there as well to really make the whole experience.
The Over 40 Knot Winds, it's a flute group. They'll be playing in the lobby.
Excellent. So with putting together this production... was the only really requirement is just have to be an artist and quote unquote original? Like what is the process for putting this kind of show together?
Original works, pretty much, you know, what you have created, you can present on stage. Yeah.
Wonderful. So as producers for this, Jay and Gene, what goes into making this all happen? Do you have rehearsals in order to get things set up, or is it really more of an ad hoc thing and we're relying on your expertise to make it all happen?
No rehearsals on our part, but
a lot of
communicating,
reaching out to people.
Mm-hmm. We started about January
mm-hmm.
to put this show together.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Start with ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people come to us, but we reach out to a lot of folks as well.
And then on the day of the show, each group has a sound check mm-hmm. and run through and make sure that the folks at the soundboard know what needs to be done.
Right. So then it's kind of fun that it still keeps it all fresh and exciting because mm-hmm. you haven't rehearsed it into like to ad nauseum. It's going to be something fun and fresh and lively to share with the audience.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And it's still a monthly grind. It's still part of that mm-hmm. family of things. So there's mm-hmm. still going to be, I mean, desserts out in the auditorium. Well, yes. Not in the auditorium, in the lobby.
In the lobby, please. Pack. And hot drinks.
Brilliant. And the same kind of ticketing as well. This is just
$5? Just $5.
Amazing.
Can't beat that.
No, it's cheapest and best entertainment in town. So you'll get that at Old Harbor Books or at the door. Is there any like overarching kind of theme that you feel that is being represented, or is it like what's kind of the emotional journey that might be going on? Is it mostly upbeat high stuff? Is it going to be some darker, moodier things? Are we going to go everywhere?
I think it's a combination of lots of things.
Yeah. This will be the first time that this one's been in person in a spell too. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some really upbeat pieces.
It's not
and then,
virtual desserts yeah. this time. It's real desserts.
Yeah, real desserts taste so much better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They really do. Wonderful. And we have our very own Becky Myers is going to be the MC
yes.
of the event.
Yeah.
So some familiar faces that way. We got mm-hmm. you said Belly Meat and Orby and the Sun Gazers. Lots of people we've heard around town before. Some mm-hmm. Kind of old hands at this. Are there any, I guess, new artists, folks that we might not have seen either, you know, outperforming or at a grind previously?
Yeah, we have a couple of new people that will be on stage. Two or three that haven't performed in this grind before or in any of them. So it'll be their debut.
That'll be good.
Fun, yeah, to have an official debut. Official, mm-hmm. What a great way to do it, too. I love the whole monthly grind setup of just... It's just a fun and easy way to just get together with friends and neighbors and just show off, be creative.
Yeah, and it's a very community event.
Yeah, it definitely is. So it is coming up this Saturday, March mm-hmm. 11th at the Performing Arts Center. And this is closing out the season?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the last one for the 2023 season. Has it always, as the original artist grind, always been kind of the finale?
Some years we had a grind in April, mm-hmm. but not for the last several years.
Okay.
And the philosophy of the grind has always been family-oriented, mm-hmm. Non-political, and except for sometimes the last show of the year, what we call the adult grind, where language could be a little bit freer. And that didn't go over as well. You know, it wasn't as comfortable for us and for the performers either.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. But if there's anything we have in spades in this town, it is artistic talent. So,
oh my goodness, yes.
So great to mm-hmm. be able to have a space to highlight that, to show off original
it's
stuff.
It's been a great show to try new things. If you're an artist with mm-hmm. an idea, mm-hmm. you could try it at this show. And if you got a good response in a family entertainment environment, chances are you could get a good response somewhere else too.
Yeah, it's a really good point. It's in a space that is it's a pretty dang professional space, really high quality stuff around, and you know, a very discerning audience.
And if you make a joke and the only one that laughs is a 3-year-old, then
well, then you know your market.
Yeah,
right. Going for kids parties instead of bachelorette parties, whatever works. Well, amazing. This is what, the 11th year that the original artist grind is happening, and you've all been a part of it since the beginning for the most part?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I have.
Well, that's what a labor of love to make sure this sort of artistry keeps coming on stage, be it dance, song, pottery, original desserts, I think could be a great theme to work on for folks coming mm-hmm. in. Well, thank you all for joining me this morning and for bringing together all this talent we have in Sitka for the original artist grind this Saturday, March 11th at the Performing Arts Center. When will doors be open for folks to start coming on in, seeing some of the art?
Doors open to the auditorium at 6:30 and the show starts at 7.
Excellent. And so come on early if you want to get,
early.
You know, best desserts, first
to see
in line.
The visual art.
Perfect.
Well, desserts are intermission.
Yeah.
Oh, intermission.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Because the desserts come in as with the people as they come into the doors.
No sniping the desserts as they come in.
Okay. Well, then
gotta wait till intermission.
My plan is out. All right. Well, just got to get first in line in order to see some of these things first, and some of this is going to be new art. Well, thank you all for joining me this morning. Tickets for the original Artist Grind, $5 at Old Harbor Books or the door. Thank you, Ted, Jay, and Jean, for joining me this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.